It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, an influential game designer tells us how she and other women got their starts in the technology industry on a virtual pet website. First, it's open enrollment season for Americans who want to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It's also the first time people are signing up for a health care plan that the White House is actively trying to end. Right now, there are more people enrolling in Obamacare than there were at the same time last year, but some local government officials in Wisconsin are worried that the overall enrollment number could go down. Phil Rocco is an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. He's also co-author of the book Obamacare Wars. He joins us now to take a closer look at these enrollment numbers. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Well, where are we on Affordable Care Act coverage enrollment here in the state right now?
Well, in Wisconsin, enrollment, if we're comparing this year to last year, enrollment at this period for week three, which is the last week that we have data for, enrollment is actually up 34%, kind of surprisingly, from last year.
But this is going to be a shorter enrollment period. So even though it's pacing ahead of last year, it could end up, we don't know where it's going to end up.
That's right. The overall statistics are good for this point in open enrollment, but there are some worries, some pretty well-founded worries, that when we begin to look at the entire enrollment period, which is 6 weeks shorter, it's half as long as it was in the past, that is going to really cut off or place a cap on what enrollment is going to be.
There's been a concern of people who are trying to get people to sign up that the word isn't out there. There aren't as many outreach efforts as there have been in the past. What is the difference there?
Well, yeah, nearly a third of people who don't have health insurance reported in a study that was published last week that they had not heard anything about the sign-up period for open enrollment this year. And that's really, really surprising. But it's less surprising if you consider that there's been some pretty specific moves by the administration to really reduce the amount of information that's out there about open enrollment. So funding for actually in-person assisters, people who help other people enroll, was cut by 40%. The department just let the budget run out. And the administration also pulled out of doing a lot of the events that are supposed to generate interest in open enrollment. The budget for advertising for the exchanges, which is really how people find out about the fact that there is an open enrollment period and that they can sign up, that budget was cut by 90%, from $100 million to $10 million. So in terms of outreach, there's been a lot of changes in policy by the administration that have made it a lot harder for people to understand that this is an open enrollment period, it's going to be 6 weeks, and here's where you can sign up.
Of course, there is the ongoing effort to change or end the Affordable Care Act. The latest version would be in the Senate tax plan, which would end the individual mandate. Does this kind of uncertainty affect enrollment?
Yeah, I think that when you look at why is the individual mandate, which is, of course, it's not a popular part of the law, but one of the reasons the individual mandate is there is to generate lower premiums by broadening the risk pool. If the individual mandate is removed, it has one effect on open enrollment this time, which is people begin to think that they don't have to enroll. The incentive isn't there, even though in the tax bill it actually won't take effect for another year. So technically, people, even if the individual mandate is repealed, people will still have to enroll this time. But the administration has actually sent a variety of sort of mixed signals about whether or not it's going to enforce the individual mandate. Of course, it's still on the books. It's still law. You still have to sign up for coverage if you don't have a qualified health plan. But that's created some uncertainty for people in the exchanges about whether or not they're actually going to have to pay the penalty. And that might also lower enrollment from past years.
Phil Rocco is with us from Marquette University. We're looking at the Affordable Care Act. The enrollment period is on now and for another couple of weeks. Phil, one part of the story I haven't asked about yet, premiums. What has happened to premiums for Wisconsinites who are going to sign up here?
Yeah, so one of the major changes from this year from last year to this year is that the Trump administration has stopped making federal payments to health insurers kind of just days before open enrollment began. And this didn't affect things for all plans, but it drove up premiums in some cases by as much as 30% for some plans. And in general, this kind of uncertainty for insurers has led some insurers, if you think about in southeastern Wisconsin, where I am here in Milwaukee, it's caused insurers like Molina to leave the market. And that doesn't affect premiums for everybody, right? 83% of Wisconsinites that are signing up for ACA coverage on the marketplace are going to get federal subsidies to offset those premiums, right? So, the people who don't qualify for that tax credit, and that means, you're a person making $50,000 a year, they're going to be paying full price. And outreach and, what people know about whether or not they can enroll and where to enroll and how to do it matters. But another reason that people might not sign up for coverage is they don't think it's a good value or that the premiums are too high. And that has really been affected by the policies that the Trump administration has put in place.
We've heard some concern from local officials in Milwaukee and elsewhere that not enough people will sign up for the Affordable Care Act. Why would that be something that would be worrisome on a local level?
Well, I think on a local level, when people don't have health insurance coverage, sometimes they will have to go to the emergency room to get the care they need. They will be in cases of, people who have behavioral health problems or mental health problems, they, might ultimately end up in the justice system. And so, just because people aren't enrolling in the system, it doesn't mean they go away. They and their health problems that they might experience, we might have to bear the cost of those problems as a society in other ways.
And getting back to the individual mandate, if it ends up being repealed in this tax care overhaul effort, what does that do to Wisconsin when it comes to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, if the individual mandate is repealed, it's quite likely that we're going to see major spikes in the number of people who don't have health insurance coverage. It's quite possible that premiums will go up and that fewer insurers will be on the marketplace. And so it might be the case that if the individual mandate is repealed, the individual marketplace that we have here in Wisconsin becomes destabilized, and there might be a greater pressure for the state to make some policy changes that help people cope with that change.
And can you talk about, you've written about how states responded to the Obamacare mandates and changes. What particular things did we do here in Wisconsin that are part of this enrollment story today?
Well, I think we can think about how state governments responded to the creation of the Affordable Care Act. Wisconsin was one of a number of states that did not opt to create its own health insurance exchange. And so, as a result of that, the kind of coverage and the way that people receive it is really dependent on the federal government. Wisconsin, like a lot of states governed by Republicans in the years after the law was passed, said, no way, we don't want to create a health insurance exchange. And so really a lot of the work that's gone into facilitating things like open enrollment has happened as a result of community-based organizations in cities like Milwaukee, community groups, churches, other kinds of volunteer organizations that have really sort of gotten the word out, and people who have really committed their lives to volunteering have helped people understand these pretty complicated decisions about health insurance.
Briefly, as we wrap up, we haven't gotten into the companies. You mentioned a couple of insurers have left the markets covering in Wisconsin. Some have entered the market, though. Isn't that right?
That's right. I think Quartz is one of the new companies that's in the insurance market. So there's been some fluctuation. Some companies have left. Other companies have entered. But overall, the sort of uncertainty, you can see that kind of uncertainty about the payments that are going to be made by the federal government, the kind of stability of the program, has created difficulties for companies that that want to participate in exchanges.
We'll leave it there for now, Phil. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Phil Rocco. He's an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University, also co-author of the book Obamacare Wars. He joined us to look at the enrollment rates for the Affordable Care Act here in Wisconsin, as there are just a couple weeks left now until the end of the enrollment period.